You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Supreme Court will hear a case today that could determine whether cities have the right to punish people for sleeping outside.
One expert calls it the most important case on homelessness in 40 years. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, Grants Pass, Oregon has no homeless shelters, but it can cost you a $295 fine if you want to use a blanket to stay warm while sleeping outside. Two homeless people from the town are allegedly suing it for criminalizing the human right to sleep. And Grants Pass leaders are arguing, on the other hand, they're stepping in to stop dangerous encampments from forming. Where justices land on this case could have big implications for cities. If they choose to uphold a precedent from a Boise case, it will reinforce the right of homeless people to sleep outside without a legal penalty. But if justices fall on the side of Grants Pass, Oregon, that could overturn precedent and empower cities to implement outdoor sleeping fines. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
If you've thought about starting a business in a small city, a new report says Utah is the right place to be. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Tim, out of the top 30 small U.S. cities to start a business, according to Wallet Hub, Utah claims 10 of them, including the number one spot, Cedar City. The company analyzed more than 1,300 small cities around the country, gave Cedar City the top ranks, thanks to its very short commute times, as well as a growing number of small businesses and working-age people. St. George ranks just behind it at number two. Washington City pulled in at four. Lehigh, Eagle Mountain, Midvale, American Fork, Springville, Spanish Fork, and Orem also made the top 30. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
USA Today is out with a list of the nation's top large business employers. And Mountain America Credit Union, based here in Utah, came in fifth.
93% of our employees vouched for Mountain America's high ethical standards, along with top-tier ratings for our benefits that we provide.
MACU Chief Human Resources Officer Trent Savage says they work hard to make sure their employees feel connected and that they're doing meaningful work.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Opening statements begin today for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Allison Kosick reports now from New York City.
The former president is using this prosecution as a political rallying cry.
This is a giant witch hunt to try and hurt a campaign that's beating the worst president in history.
While President Biden is out on the campaign trail making his case to voters, Donald Trump, in an email to his supporters, complaining that he's trapped in court. Allison Kosick, ABC News, New York.
Former President Trump says he does plan on testifying during the trial.
The number of Utahns with medical marijuana cards continues to rise by the thousands. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
More than 83,000 people in Utah are now medical marijuana card holders. The new data from the Department of Health and Human Services Center for Medical Cannabis shows that's 13,000 more than last year. Abby Galloway, medical director from Green Team Doctors, says that while people do need to cite one of the 15 qualifying medical conditions and prove they're over 21 years old, very little documentation is needed.
Medical records are not required by the state of Utah unless the only qualifying condition for the patient is PTSD.
PTSD and persistent pain are cited as the two most common reasons people apply for medical marijuana cards in Utah. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Over 100 cases of measles have popped up around the country this year, but so far, we don't have any reported cases here in Utah. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Pamela Gomez of DHHS says they are watching for cases here, but the measles can be very contagious.
If you have measles and you are exposed to people, 9 out of the 10 people that you expose will be likely to get infected if they are susceptible, meaning if they're not immunized against measles.
She says the best way to stay safe from measles is to get the measles vaccine. She also says reach out to a medical provider if you or someone you know gets sick with respiratory issues and rashes.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, still not seeing any slow spots on I-15 between Point of the Mountain and downtown. Been watching things north of Salt Lake County as well. Still 30-minute travel time between Ogden and Salt Lake. And the busiest city streets look like a little bit SR-92 coming down from Highland Alpine to the freeway in Utah County and Stansbury Park in Tooele County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, so weather now with Matt Johnson. We have three gorgeous days in the 70s to start the week before a storm moves in here on Thursday.
We'll have to watch the course and track of this storm that's headed in for Thursday, Friday, simply because it's a cutoff low, so it doesn't always have the best steering from upper-level winds of the atmosphere. What that means is the forecast has higher variability as we get closer to these chances of rain on Thursday and Friday.
Matt says the storm should bring rain to most of the state.
Today marks the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. ABC's Danny New went to an elementary school to get some very young perspectives.
Adele, what is your favorite thing on Earth?
I don't know. My family, my friends.
Let's talk about Earth Day. Earth Day is coming up.
Earth Day! Oh my gosh, why do you like Earth Day?
I like Earth Day because, like, the earth is really dirty and we get to clean it up.
It's dirty and we get to clean it up.
Send her to my house.
Events are taking place around the world today where people are pledging to find ways to help take care of the planet.
Well, the Red Rocks gymnastics team fell just short of a national championship over the weekend. The Red Rocks had a slight lead heading into the vault, but fell behind Cal and LSU. LSU ended up winning their first national championship, and this is the fourth year in a row that Utah finished third at the Nationals.
Scientists say they have a better idea of what caused an iconic feature on Pluto. KS on his radio's Michael Kmit is live to explain. Michael?
Amanda, our favorite dwarf planet has a large section of nitrogen ice shaped like a Valentine heart called the Tombaugh Regio. It's a unique feature, and scientists now theorize it was caused by the impact of another celestial body way back when. But since Pluto was so cold and the impact speed was so slow, whatever hit it didn't melt, but rather smeared across the surface, hence the unique heart shape. These findings were published, but it's just the start as scientists begin scratching the surface of Pluto's history. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.